listen to their own best advice during endless internal debates. Dr. Carbonell shifts the conversation about worry from efforts to analyze or banish it to changing one's relationship to it, so that the presence of doubt or worry thoughts causes minimal distress. He puts an end to the internal fight by refusing to fight. If you refuse to dignify the contents of worry with concern and attention, you deprive your worries of what they need to grow and thrive. He illustrates how a shift in attitude can liberate joy and other emotions that have been overtaken. Worry thoughts are treated not as signals or messages or news or calls to urgent action, but as unanswerable questions not worth engaging with. Learning to distinguish between thoughts that lead to helpful action and the nagging of an anxious brain is the first task he teaches. From there, he takes the reader on a step-by-step journey to recovery. Dr. Carbonell is a wise and non-judgmental observer of the human mind, and all of us can benefit from his teachings. Having the courage to pick up this book was the first step. Take this journey at your own pace, and you will find yourself offering the book to others even before you have finished reading it. Sally Winston, Doctor of Psychology. Introduction. Joe